It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Best sports talk. There's an app for that. Download the Sports Hub app for loads of stuff. Absolutely free. Connect with the shows, get podcasts, and more. Get it where you get your apps. Or at 985sportshub.com.
We're waking up. Boston sports fans.
It really feels like a big-time radio show.
Torture and Rich.
Are you listening out there?
985, the Sports Hub.
This one is hit high in the air, deep right field. Left sider is back. He's out of room. It's out of here. Nolan Jones just destroyed a baseball over the bullpen and into the seats in right field. A two-out, three-run homer to make it 5-0 Cleveland.
We put ourselves in a bad position, too. You know, we walk Ramirez with two outs. Then we give up an 0-2 base hit, right, and they score one. Then we hit Jimenez on an 0-2 pitch with two outs, and then they hit the homer. So, you know, we got to finish at bats like we talk about finishing games, right? When it seems like, you know, during this stretch, there's a lot of two-out hits or walks, you know, 1-2, and they work the count, and they ended up walking. So we got to do a better job.
We're Toucher and Rich. I didn't know Rich was going to play that coming out, but it works perfectly. Because off the top of my head, we were just talking about Tony Dow, Wally, from Leave It to Beaver, Wally Cleaver. I have two questions for you, gentlemen, and then we'll get to the Red Sox. But they both involve baseball and Leave It to Beaver, and they are general interest questions that you should be able to have a guess. And okay. I will give you hints on one of them. Number one, in a scene ripped off an episode, the Sandlot, the movie, completely ripped off. So that might give it away right now. Beaver, they're playing ball and they lose the ball. So Beaver takes one of his dad's balls from his den. Who was that ball signed by?
Babe Ruth.
Got that right.
I was going to say Babe Ruth.
Yeah, you got that right. And then now here's the doubleheader. Okay. Who is the only athlete to guest appear on both Leave It to Beaver and the Brady Bunch? I will give you a hint. Well, I already did with baseball.
Don Drysdale.
You got that right.
Yeah, two for two, baby.
Yeah, because Namath wasn't around when they were still when Leave It to Beaver was still on TV.
Unless they wanted to go to Alabama and grab him off the and deal with the Babe and try to get him in there. So my question about the Red Sox is, the current day Red Sox, not to be confused with the very much alive Tony Dow, is would you trade J.D.? First of all, I trade J.D. Martinez. He's not hitting for power. But would you trade J.D. Martinez for pitching?
Yes. In a second.
Yes,
absolutely.
That's what
you want to do. As a matter of fact, all trades should be focused on pitching.
So you don't necessarily have to sell. You could give... you could give up J.D. Martinez, which I would be comfortable doing. Again, his power numbers are not where they should be. You're giving up, and if you know Heim Bloom, he does not value the batting average. You have to figure that is of no consequence to him. I don't quite understand that, but I'll take his word for it. So there are trades that could be mutually beneficial to both teams.
Fred, this team the other night gave up 28 runs. Right now, they're averaging over 7 runs a game.
Right.
They've allowed 156 runs in July.
So the question doesn't even have to be, do you buy or sell? The question should be, do you try to improve the team? Because there are ways that they can shed expiring contracts. There's no reason to keep Martinez. There are ways that you could conceivably shed an expiring contract for a contributing player, but bring back something that you would value more.
That was Buster Olney's point last time. We played a clip of him earlier in the show.
Well, I didn't hear it. That was my point, just my own.
Well, here it is right here.
You're on fire, sir.
I think among all the teams in baseball, I feel like we're going to learn more about the Red Sox in the next week than any other team, because if they did trade Bogaerts, my question, you know, if I were a beat writer covering that team on a daily basis, to Heim Bloom, to Sam Kennedy, to John Henry, who are you going to pay?
Yes, we talked about that. And
well,
then
I heard that. That was not my point. That was not my point. My point was that you can. I didn't hear another Buster Olney clip. That's the only one I heard.
No, I don't know if we have that clip, but part of what he said.
What I'm hearing from other teams is they think the Red Sox will at least be partial sellers. Now, they're kind of in a weird place. They're among four teams vying for the last wild card spot. But you've seen in recent days, they have really struggled. A guy that other teams say is available is designated hitter J.D. Martinez, who's in his last year of his contract with the Red Sox. The Red Sox could flip J.D. Martinez, maybe hang on to Xander Bogaerts if they feel like they have a shot to make the playoffs, and replace Martinez with another designated hitter. So the Red Sox, as we get to the deadline, could be both buyers and sellers.
There you go. So you trade J.D. Martinez if you have the option to do so, and you trade him for as good a pitching prospect as you could get. That's where my mind is at this point. I think they're out of it. I think they should trade Bogaerts. I mean, why continue with the facade of keeping him around the entire rest of the season where you're not going to make the playoffs and then lose him?
Because you could make the playoffs.
But you get knocked out in the first round or
well,
two.
They're in last place. I mean,
once you are in the dance, my friend, anything could happen. It has been proven.
That's right. They have that power pitching. It's true. They have the pitchers right now. As you look at this roster, they have the pitching to be able to survive a 5 or 7 game series. That's true.
As it stands right now, no. But I mean, you could get some bullpen help. They've decided to move Whitlock into the bullpen. Mm-hmm. Which paid dividends
done
a couple
3 months
nights
ago. Yes,
well, they should have had. They should have done it even maybe before that. They should have done that in February when the pitchers and catchers reported. That should have been the role for him. But I mean, you're Boston. You've flip Martinez for pitching, and see where you go. What are you really going to get for a Bogaerts rental? I don't even know what you'd get. You're not getting anyone's. Do you think you get a top five prospect on someone?
You get more for Bogaerts, obviously, than you
no,
do
you
for
get
JD
more for
Bogaerts.
You get more. Yeah, Martinez. Yeah. Someone flip you a middle reliever, but I mean, I don't even know what you'd get for Bogaerts. What's the haul for a 2 month rental shortstop? I mean, I guess the Cardinals would be interested, but they might get Juan Soto. And if he's not vaccinated, I hope they play Toronto in the World Series so they won't have Arenado, Goldschmidt, or Soto. Mm-hmm. There could be three Hall of Famers that aren't playing for the Cardinals if they have to go to Toronto. Yep. Because, and who would have thought Goldschmidt wouldn't have been vaccinated?
Why him as opposed to anybody else?
It just seems like Goldschmidt would be vaccinated.
Okay.
You know, I don't know. I don't know. You don't follow the team.
No, you're right. I don't.
I just thought Goldschmidt would be vaccinated.
But I guess maybe he's got research to do.
Huh?
He's got research to do. He's still, doing his own research.
That's Jaron Duran said that when they asked him that for the All-Star.
Well, Jaron Duran is. But the thing is that Goldschmidt is. Like, who's he talking to? Who's in Goldschmidt's ear?
I don't know.
About now, you got to figure if you make the post. Well, I don't even know if they're going to make the postseason. But if you got to figure if you make the postseason, that you got to get vaccinated at that point, right?
Yes.
I mean, just on a lark that if you had to play Toronto.
Yes. You would think so. Pull in, allegedly an Al Horford. You know, that's what allegedly happened, where at first he wasn't vaccinated. And then when they were getting close to the playoffs, they knew they were going to do well. You remember how he's like, oh, yeah, I'll be ready. I'll be able to go. I think that's kind of what happened there.
Did you hear Andrew Wiggins when he said that he was, even after, you know, his rebirth and his title, he says he wishes he never got vaccinated.
Things turned out really bad for you.
Yeah, yeah. You finally fulfilled some of your promise and you won a title. I don't know. Yeah, this is what you're thinking about right now? Like, that's nonsense. Like, sometimes these guys get interviewed. Sometimes I wonder if there's any value in interviewing, 99% of players. It's just, just complete nonsense. Or executives, for that matter, because we played the clip of Haim Bloom, who said, we have not had a discussion in public or in private about trading Xander Bogaerts, which is just a funny add-on that you have not had an internal discussion about. It's never been brought up ever. It's such an impossibility that you've sworn yourself an oath of silence on the matter. It's never even been kicked around, at lunch. You haven't assessed the value. And then he goes, well, we've taken calls on Xander. So would he just hang up? I think we've talked about this in other circumstances. Would he just hung up and ran away with your fingers in your ears?
Someone calls next week on Bogaerts and they go, oh my God, what are we going to do? We weren't ready for this.
It's such an unnecessary lie. And if you're Bogaerts, it's not true anyway.
He didn't have to say it, but listen, he said it because he knew that it was going to sound awesome on top of the kick-ass rock and roll.
You know, we haven't had any discussions internally or with any other club about moving them. We don't plan to.
And do you get calls for Xander Bogaerts?
Why do they do that?
I don't know. They did it in the Buster Only thing, too. And they wait a second before the bass drum goes kunk, and then they start jamming.
It's either this guy is so boring, gonna wake you up with some generic rock and roll, or it's here comes a highlight. You might get confused that there's something that's really happening right now. So we know
maybe
to
cover
dumb.
Up the lie, just to cover up the intense lies that High Bloom was selling.
If there was a producer with a good sense of humor, and anytime anyone was lying, that's when they play that awesome.
We have. Haven't had any discussions internally or with any other club about moving them. We don't plan to.
And do you get calls for Xander?
Is that Karen talking to him? He should have said, come on, you're lying. why are you lying to me?
We know that happened.
And then you said you had calls on him in that same clip. I'll save you the having to listen to it. But
we haven't had any discussions internally or with any other club about moving them. We don't plan to.
And do you get calls?
And then he says he does get calls. So you have had discussions.
I'm looking at this picture again from last night. That picture of Big Poppy, it's pretty funny that people have been tweeting with him next to the mayor, Michelle Wu. And Poppy's wearing a hat that says Hose Mad on it. I'm now obsessed with the Hose Mad Corporation. I went to their website. And as I said, obviously, none of this is licensed because they're using people's pictures probably without them even knowing. There's no way that Michael Jordan allowed Hose Mad to use his likeness because it's got a picture of him and then there's a big marijuana plant behind it and he's got a Hose Mad sunglasses on.
Oh, he's a big proponent of the legalization of weed. And Jordan's very political. He's getting involved in a lot of issues.
Did you see the picture I posted of one of the t-shirts that's for sale? Well, first of all, there's one that says, don't be sorry, ho, be careful, on the Hose Mad website, which would get Poppy's wearing a Hose Mad hat yesterday. And there's one that's got a guy holding a chainsaw next to him and says, act right or get cut off. But the one that I tweeted, it's the capper. It says, Hose Mad, Bill Cosby. And then it's got a picture of three Bill Cosbys, and there's no explanation of any of it. And it's $100. They're charging $100 for a t-shirt that's got Bill Cosby and it says Hose Mad.
Only quality. It's made best handmade thread count, great thread count. $100.
Did
sure.
you see the sweater that Big Poppy was wearing yesterday? I mean, it was very colorful. He's an ode to Bill Cosby. It was a Gordon Cottrell. One sleeve was far too long. That'd be funny if he just said, if he wore a shirt that said Bill Cosby is innocent. Because he might as well have.
Can you think of a worse shirt to show up to a job interview in than the Bill Cosby Hose Mad shirt?
Yeah, because I'm inferring that Hose Mad Bill Cosby, it's in some sense a support of Bill Cosby. Mm-hmm. Which is a very controversial stand to take right now. Pink Poppy is something else.
And this website doesn't even look. I
call Dan Roach and ask him about the hose man.
We should say, hey, you know what? We know you're a huge Big Poppy fan. We got you some merchandise from a company that apparently he's a huge fan of, and just give him the Bill Cosby hose mad shirt. There's one with Steph Curry. Okay, there's one with Johnny Depp leaving court with a bunch of money, and it says, hose mad, she broke, I'm up. Okay. And then there's another one that has Steph Curry on it, and it's got a picture of him and then a ring, and it says a hose mad underneath it.
Well, that sounds like the people that sell stuff in front of the garden. Like,
it looks like.
I wonder if he picked the hat up like on the jockey.
Fred, I can't tell whether or not this is someone on purpose tried to make the website look like a GeoCities thing, or whether it truly is like a crappy website. But one thing I am for sure is that none of these people gave their likenesses, you know, a thumbs up to hose mad.
No, I would guess that once you have that Nike money, you're not interested in the hose mad money. It seemed to be an inferior product. But nonetheless, I wonder if Poppy just picked it up off the street.
Here, wear this.
Yeah, like just like he was walking in and some guy was like, oh, hey, wear this. And he's like, all right, I'm in a good mood. I'll wear it.
They're charging $100 for one of these T-shirts.
Why not? I mean, shoot for the moon. I mean, listen, how many are you selling? You might as well. I mean, when you can sell them for $20, you got to sell five.
Well, I mean listen, if you don't, the hose will be mad, apparently. So,
well, I mean, the whole thing is getting one up on the hose.
But isn't it always, Fred?
Well, I mean, that's what that Johnny Depp and, you know, everyone came out of that smelling like a rose.
there's hose mad glasses. If you want glasses, just say Little Miss Hose Mad. There's a shirt that says that. Big Poppy, the picture of him with the mayor is pretty hysterical because he's just smiling and they got their arms around each other. Hose mad right up there in front of everyone.
Well, I mean, he should have worn the Cosby T-shirt. That would have been funny. That just like what people would have just, you know, ignored it and just were like, okay, it's his day. All right, we will be back.
Let him wear what he wants to wear.
Yeah, it's just his day. Hopefully this goes away if everyone forgets about it. All right, we'll be right back.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Don't you dare think that we think we're superstars.
Oh, no.
No,
we get kicked in the reality nuts about once a week.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We are Toucher and Rich. And my son yesterday announced that he had $400, and I said, you should put it in the bank. You could, the bank pays you to have money in it, and then when you find you want something, you know, it doesn't matter when, you could take the money out and buy something. And then he went on StockX and bought four pairs of shoes. two of which are not his size. He just said, I'm going to spend $400.
Is StockX like where the collector ones came in?
It's a resale site, yeah. Like, and so I now have a Ziploc bag full of money that he's handed me in order to use my credit card.
Hang on. Can we just go to Ashley real quick on line one? I'm just now seeing
yes.
this. Yes. Is she still on the phone?
She's gone. What did it say? Hitler,
that's too bad.
So, no, she said that she's a teacher and that a parent came in for a meeting wearing a T-shirt that said Hitler, Putin, and Irving on the front.
There
so
you
I'm
go.
Assuming Kyrie Irving, not a Kyrie yeah. Irving fan.
No, it's Irving Berlin. He was no fan of the Brill Building.
Apparently, oh my God! Somebody just photoshopped a John Wallach hose mad T-shirt.
I'd like to see that. Hang on,
I just retweeted it. They took the Michael Jordan one, removed his head, and then put. Now that's a shirt I would wear. I would wear a John Wallach hose mad on his hat T-shirt. That is, hey Mo Mad.
That's pretty good.
That is.
It could wonderful. Be a Mo.
Hey Mo.
It could be Mo's, hey, Mo's mad, and it Mo's could be mad. and you put a Photoshop of Wallach's face. On Mo giving Curly the double eye rockets.
All right. At our next event, we should make those shirts, and John should obviously get a massive portion of the sales. Mo's mad.
Hey, Mo. Hey, Mo.
It's just the best.
But I'm telling you, if you could Photoshop John's head on Mo, get stabbing Curly in the eyes, and then put Mo's mad. That hey, I'm very hey, and you could be a comically large Wallach head. It doesn't have to fit the picture. It could sure. just be Wallach comically his head superimposed on the body.
There's people tweeting us, shut up and take my money. I want that shirt now.
Hey, Mo.
Well done. Well done, Bozeman. Oh, by the way, speaking of I don't not speaking of anything. That's an awful transition. I don't even know why I said that. Drastically changing the subject. John texted me during the break and I took a look for myself. There's now pictures and video out of the Patriots camp, and I had said that you're not going to get anything. I don't think anyone's expecting anything like when Tom Brady was here, where it was just a massive humanity, and it was like, you know, the Black Friday videos where they open up the gate and people would just like run down there, and it was, you know, you expected someone to get trampled over, and it just seemed like chaos. And I thought this year it would be, you know, there'd be a decent amount of people, and I said about what, three quarters full. John, you have seen some of these photos. Yeah. How's the crowd there right now?
Apparently, the stands are about 60 to 70% full. And this is opening day now. I mean, well, this is when it should be at the height. Everyone really excited about going to Patriots training camp. Apparently, there aren't a lot of people on the lawn. The VIP bleachers are empty. I mean, this is a change. This is a big, big change.
I remember this being like that, I think, last year. And to be honest, it's, you know, they're just now about to start. I think it starts at 9:30.
That's correct.
So I think that, matter of fact, I'm just now, as I look down, every reporter who's there is tweeting photos of Mac Jones walking out onto the field and throwing it. I cannot tell, Fred, whether he has Popeye arms from this distance yet.
Yeah, I got to see this for myself.
That will be the story as to whether or not he indeed... You know, maybe he's got an anchor tattoo somewhere on.
Oh
there,
yeah,
but
right.
I have not seen anything. But yeah, I mean, it looks to be about 60. You're right, 70% full from the earlier photos. But I do know one thing: your MC for the day is a one. Mike Sardrilli.
Yes. Really? Heard about this? Yes,
he's jocking the mic down there. I got one video somebody sent me of Sarge. Out there, you know, doing his big introduction. As a matter of fact, here, I'll just turn it up on my computer here. Hang on, let's see if I can play it.
Public address announcer here at Gillette Stadium. It is great to be with you here to begin 2022 training camp.
Okay. So I don't think he's using the name Sarge. Hang on, let me listen.
Get loud, everyone. My name is Mike Riley, public address announcer here at Gillette.
No, he's got rid of the Sarge. He's just Mike Riley now.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's Mike Riley from Inside the Ropes. Come on, plug it. Plug the brand, baby.
I should.
I mean, a lot of times you would hear the public address announcer refer to themselves and let you know that it's them. I mean, how often? When do public address announcers say who they are? Never.
Yeah, I don't think Eddie Palladino does that for the Celtics.
No, he does not.
I don't recall going to a Red Sox game and like the guy going like, "Hey, I'm Hugh Jackman," and I'm
that's
the,
right.
No, that's just a Mike Riley thing. You got to tell them who you are. If anyone wants any autographs, just come on up to the booth and welcome to Patriot. Maybe that's why no one's there. They heard Sarge, and then they started going the other way. Yeah, that's right. Dan says in my ears, his shorts fell around his ankles. He can't keep his pants up. He's scaring everyone.
We don't want that.
No, his pants are... Well, he's lost a tremendous amount of weight. His pants are falling around his ankles.
So he said, what if Bill Belichick is also rocking a Hosemad shirt, except it has Tom Brady's face on it? Well, Tom Brady's
already practicing. So look out. The Tampa Bay has already lapped you.
Mm-hmm.
Because Tom Brady is out there at age 45.
Today. Dan Roach with the tweet of the morning, entering his 15th NFL season, Matthew Slater. And it's just a video of Matthew Slater slowly walking across the field. No highlights.
All right. Dan has gotten a little ahead of himself. And he put a video out today in front of training camp
that was
very similar to his Cooperstown's ones. Mm-hmm. So now he's going to be like folksy, like, enjoy like everything is this reverential moment.
Yes, thank
you. It's phony.
Load it in, Mike. I want to hear it. I have not because I you know what? I saw it and I didn't click on it, but now I have to. Now I need to know.
No, it's disingenuous. It's not good for the brand. It's disingenuous. He likes baseball the most. He's not excited. Training camp is in Cooperstown. You get one. You don't get everything. Like, he's like, you know, what a great day to be alive. Here we are at training camp. Enjoy every minute of it. Stop it. You had it last week. We get it. Like, the guy that you like got into the Hall of Fame. You love the Hall of Fame. And you legitimately do. And so you get that. But you can't use that shtick for everything. Not twice in the same week. I mean, we had the guy on Monday. He was still from Cooperstown, like giving soliloquies. You can't do it. No, not. I'm not. Bad for the brand.
Well, I want to hear the brand. I want to hear it. I want to see.
It's disingenuous. The stuff from Cooperstown was genuine. This is disingenuous. He doesn't like it as much. You know he doesn't.
No, he doesn't like it nearly as much.
There's nothing he likes more than Disney World. Baseball Hall of Fame.
He baptized his son. Like, he put water on the kid's head in Cooperstown, and he's not making it up.
No, that's real. Yeah.
So, no, you get one. You don't get numerous times in a week.
Well, Mike's loading that in. Somebody just tweeted us and said, as a PA guy myself, I have never once announced my name over the
No, you don't.
That's true.
It's like he's doing trivia, like... at a bar. Hey, it's Mike Riley. If you wanted to know, and maybe, you know, hit me up on Tinder.
I don't think he needs it. According to like the people who know him, like Joe Murray, they say he slays it.
Yeah, he's knee deep in it. Yeah,
he's a superstar. According to Joe Murray, these wrestle things, he's a superstar.
And there's no place better to meet women than a wrestling match.
Ames, Worcester
tonight, baby.
Let's hear Dan Roach. This is what you were talking about, Fred. Let's listen.
Well, we're here. Happy opening day to Patriots training camp fans. Hope you all enjoy it. Should be a lot of fun watching Mac Jones, Bill Belichick, and this company come together, develop here in training camp. We'll have you covered every step of the way. Enjoy every second of it. Don't forget to tune in to WBZ. We've got you covered, CBSBoston.com as well. The Patriot Station. Glad to have you with us for what should be an incredible 2022 season. Happy opening day.
Oh, you're a hater. That's just Dan. Hater.
I like Dan, and I'm looking out for Dan. It's too much in a week. He needs to throttle it back.
So should he have done that?
Just like, hey, it's Dan Roach. I'm out of training camp. You know, stay tuned to W. If he has to do these videos at all, and I guess since we played it, it's probably good for him. But, like, I mean, I don't think there's probably a lot of interaction with the post. I think it kind of was something Rich didn't even click on it. I clicked on it because I had a sense he was feeling pretty hot about himself.
Yeah, that itch, right.
Yeah, so like I had a feeling that this was gonna bug me.
Sure.
Because I like Dan a lot. I like Dan very, very much.
Yeah, we love Dan, of course.
No, and so. I like him personally.
But it's fair. And I was worried that I was going to play that and I was going to be like, okay, and he's going to, you know, have some song playing in the background like he did with the baseball one. And it was going to be, you know, very grandiose. That seemed like a little more of just a plug for, hey, watch us on WBC.
There was a lot of plugs, but then it's like enjoy every moment. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it was more lazy.
You know, you're right. The enjoy every moment of its sentence could have been edited out. That I agree with.
I got to savor every moment of dumb training camp.
But then again, that's also a Dan thing, you know. But
he's not a motivational speaker. He's a sports reporter on television.
Yeah.
And savor every moment. Get out of here. It's savor every moment.
savor every 100-yard game that every running back's going to have against the Patriots. Savor every ankle being broken at the quarter position.
Yeah, savor every time you're screaming at the television about their play calling. Yeah, savor everything.
Savor every huffy press conference that Matt Patricia will have to do at some point. Tries to be nice and then loses it.
I mean, the players hate training camp. Universally, the players hate training camp. And, like, we're supposed to savor every moment of watching guys be miserable? Okay. I mean, yeah, I get it. The Hall of Fame was funny because it was him and it was quintessential Dan. This I see through.
So he just said, hey, my name is Fred Tutcher, announcer at the Gillette Stadium. Welcome to training camp. The Jets are going to finish ahead of you, and Zach Wilson slays MILFs.
Now, let's open with that. Let's do that.
If they let me crowd. Hey, I take the gig if they let me say that. I would say it if I would do it if they let me say that.
Dan just tweeted a video of them all stretching from a distance.
Like, yeah, I know. Savor it. Savor that moment, Rich. Savor every moment of that.
I mean, at some
point, please.
I will say
that. Stop it.
And this isn't just a Dan thing. I'm getting this from all the reporters that are there. We don't need to see them stretch. We don't. Matter of fact, we don't need to see all of this stuff. Like, unless something, you know,
No. I get that. I do get why they're there and, you know, might as well chuck it up there. I get it. Like, that I get. Like, I don't begrudge any of that. It's just a little annoying. Savor every moment. Like, no. Like, no, there's... Like, it's not like rearing a child or... really hang on to these moments, okay.
Well, Fred, if it makes you feel better, you have somebody on your side on line one, if you would like to speak with Sean.
All right, Sean, go ahead.
Hey, Fred, maybe I misheard it, but if you listen back to it, I think he uses the term y'all at the beginning, which proves that he's trying real hard to be folksy.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like that at all. That's a good point, Sean. That's something even I didn't notice, but if he is, I don't care for it. Save it for the Hall of Fame. Save it for opening day of baseball. Like, you get that, man. I get it. Like, he legitimately does. He doesn't like football that much. No.
You don't think so?
Not in the stratosphere of baseball.
I thought he said his dream. Well, I mean, he loves baseball. There's no one I know who loves baseball more than him.
I know a lot of people, including my father. And my father, who would almost get in accidents every time we passed a field because he'd strain his neck. Dan likes it more than my father. Yes.
But his number one sporting event that he wants to go to is to the Army-Navy game. I'm sorry, the Harvard-Yale football game, right?
That's right.
He's been to all the bucket list baseball stuff. Mm-hmm. And he wants to go to the Harvard-Yale game. And he obviously really wants to go because it's a really tough thing for him to get to. Considering he's in the media... So finances are not a problem, and he lives within 20 miles of Harvard Stadium. I don't know where he lives in Andover, right? I don't even know where that is. But
North Shore.
Okay.
Certainly. Actually, technically, there's a big fight among those people north of the city by about 35 minutes, 40 minutes.
Oh, really?
Yes.
How many miles?
20, 25. But, I mean, just you have to drive down, get through that Burlington nonsense and loop. I mean, takes forever to get to Foxborough from there.
My God.
No,
he must live in the car.
I don't know if he lives in Andover, but he lives in that area. And it's a long-ass drive to Foxborough.
I think he lives in Andover. Boy, oh, boy. That he got to live in the car. I mean, because he's not even just commuting to work. He's got to go to all this crap.
That's right.
I don't know how people do it. I don't know how they do it. I would be permanently paralyzed if I had to do that. I would be so angry.
That's
all right. Rich, what's coming up in the stack?
Oh, so much, including nobody loves Jimmy G anymore, and Jerry Jones talks about midgets.
Again? All right. We'll be right back here, though.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Now, more Toucher and Rich. And whatever this is.
This is a Dan and Rick Flair and nepotism.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
We are Toucher and Rich. What the hell is going on? I go to Twitter. It says, sorry, you are rate limited. Please wait a few moments and then try again.
Huh?
What?
I don't know.
Rate limit.
Rate limit.
Are you just tweeting like crazy? You've tweeted too much today and you've hit your rate limit? I don't know what that means.
No, I haven't tweeted in months, so I don't know what my rate limit means. But maybe someone's broken into my Twitter account again.
Oh, well, that seems awfully strange.
No. Well, happened once, it could happen again.
Yeah. But you ended up getting most of the people back, right? And you were able to kind of fix up all the crap that was left when
I can't get rid of stuff. Some of this stuff. Like, some of the stuff, I guess if you go to my profile page, is still up there from when some cryptocurrency person, like, was putting a bunch of stuff up there.
Yeah.
But yeah, it took me a long time.
Yeah, that was like the time a friend of mine all of a sudden randomly saying, hey, I got this extra Xbox in the mail. If anyone wants to buy it, email me. And apparently everyone who emailed her ended up getting their stuff screwed up. And so it was just it was awful. And it was the same thing. They just completely took over their site. And yours lasted about a day, right, until you were able to kind of fix things?
Yeah.
All right.
About a day. And then, but I still can't get some of the stuff done, but what can I do about it already?
What can you do? Real quick follow-up from a story we did yesterday about how Kyler Murray in his contract had one of the most random things that was put in there. I don't know who leaked it because it made both sides look awful, and that was the Arizona Cardinals put a stipulation in there that Kyler Murray, before every game, had to do 4 hours of essentially homework, video study of the opposing team, and they also said that during that time, he was not allowed to play video games or search the internet. I've never heard of anything like that before. But then again, you don't usually see the contracts, the devils in details of players around the league. As a matter of fact, I don't know if there's a way to access that. Is that like some sort of record that you can just find if you look in the right spot? It sure as hell doesn't seem that way. It seems kind of like a, almost like a private issue. So how it got out there is strange. But Charles Robinson, who writes for Yahoo, reached out to a bunch of people and he wrote this. He went, "This is just a wordy way of saying Kyler Murray is now contractually obligated to do his homework, which, as franchise quarterback deals go, is so unorthodox that not a single executive or coach reached by Yahoo Sports on Monday could recall ever even hearing of that kind of language inserted into such a high-profile deal, let alone having mandated something similar in their own negotiations." So that says to me that the team knew that his study was a major problem. And it almost was so oddly specific that there was probably a time where they told him to do it and then they busted him playing video games, maybe on more than one occasion, so much that they had to put it in writing that he couldn't do it anymore.
Yes, it seems unreasonable. 4 hours of study a week. Unreasonable.
Yeah, totally unreasonable if you're the quarterback. Because, I mean, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady never did anything like that. Never at all.
Well, I mean, think of over 7 days. Really, if you count game days, 6 days, I got to do 4 hours of work.
Watch him end up being an MVP candidate just because he was studying. Like, he's just, like, so naturally talented that he was able to somehow get by. And now once he studies, he ends up being, like, one of the best players in the league.
Or he'll be, like, one of my kids that just sits there and will stare at a book rather than read it. They'll just sit there in silence for an hour.
I'm thinking that's Kyler Murray. If they had to drag him kicking and screaming just to do 4 hours, that's probably true.
What your kids do was me. Like, I would read a page and a half, and all of a sudden I just couldn't read it anymore. And I would just zone out. And I don't know whether that was, like, mild dyslexia that I have, or it just was something or boredom. I'm not sure, but that is something that, Fred, your kids are not alone. I am in that boat.
Oh, no. I mean, they're wonderful children. They just don't like reading.
Speaking of quarterbacks, Jimmy Garoppolo is persona non grata now, it seems like, with the 49ers. As a matter of fact, he passed his physical, which means he can't get any of that guaranteed money that he would have had because of injury. He's good to go, and he's ready to play, yet he is still on the 49ers roster. But when Kyle Shanahan was asked about who the quarterback is...
We have moved on to Trey. We're starting camp out this way. We think Jimmy would have been traded if the surgery didn't happen. And it did. He needed to do it. So there's no ill will there at all. But it's good to see that he is healthy. But now it's all just seeing how this will end up.
Is he just the worst as far as tact and negotiation skills is concerned?
We don't want him. You know, he would have been gone 3 months ago if we could do it. Like, but damn it, he's here.
Could he do anything more to lower his trade value? Yeah, we don't want him. Let me just stress it. We don't want him. There's no chance he's our quarterback, and we would have traded him a long time ago. So anybody? Any takers? Anyone? Ready to give us some? Who wants to fight over him? Anyone?
That's the thing. Teams know this. They're waiting. They're waiting for the 49ers to cut him. And that way, you don't have to pay anything to bring him in.
Yeah, they're not paying him. That's for sure.
Oh, that is just
they're not. I mean, they're not. They're not going to trade for him.
Or Shanahan for being such a quote unquote, you know, X's and O's genius. He is pretty dumb when it comes to any kind of trade negotiations or tact. Like, that is pretty dumb to say that. Now, this, I don't even know what he's talking about, but I saw a transcription of this clip. I think he's talking about an employee who used to work for the Dallas Cowboys. Oh, yeah, who just passed. And everyone loved the guy, I guess. His name was Pearl, I think. And he was 80-something years old. This is Jerry Jones talking about him yesterday.
Of course, we lost Lace. And Steven and I went over to Jonesboro and were part of a lot of our staff, certainly our scouts, Jonesboro, Arkansas, when they gave a big memorial to Lace. And Lace held court out here. And I've always, I'm going to get me somebody about a midget to stand up there with me and dress him up like Lace and think Lace is still out here helping us look at the practice with us. But, you know, we all need our props and little memory that goes with it.
Wouldn't be the first time I dressed up a midget in order to have a laugh.
If you're a midget, you got to feel good about that because he refers to you as a prop.
What is he talking about?
A human prop.
I am so jealous of my friends down in Dallas who get to talk to him every week. Because every week he says something like that. You're like, whoa.
What are you going
to
do about it? Guy's a billionaire. The NFL's never getting rid of him. He's in the Hall of Fame, and Kraft's not.
That is weird.
I mean, that's you got to have your props in life. Human props.
My God.
You know he's hunted humans before.
Sure. He's played the most dangerous game.
Yeah. Great. Yeah, he's hunted
humans. He goes
to
an island every fall,
yeah,
right before the season starts.
I mean, there's dehumanizing someone, and there's referring to them as a prop in eulogy.
Right.
All right. Well, we'll leave you with that. Sorry, midgets. I mean, I didn't say it. It's not the nicest thing in the world. All right, that'll do it for us. Have a great day. Bye. It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with a solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.